This afternoon in Temple Terrace, more than 200 people turned out to a silent vigil for victims of Israel's violence in the occupied Gaza Strip. People holding flags, posters, and photos stood on all four corners of Temple Terrace's busiest intersection, Fowler Avenue and 56th Street, as rush hour traffic passed by Friday afternoon. The silent vigil for innocent victims of Israel's siege, bombardment, and invasion of the Palestinian Gaza Strip was organized in part by Friends of Human Rights. Lars Underbakke is their spokesperson.
We've just come out today to take a very basic ethical stance, just to lift up the people who are being, you know, brutally murdered for no reason. You know, it's the innocent women and children and men of Gaza who are basically being caged in and massacred.
Full disclosure, this reporter used to be a member of Friends of Human Rights. Underbakke said the purpose of the vigil was to call for an immediate ceasefire between militants in Palestine and the Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF.
To see an end to the death on both sides. You know, we condemn all illegal action against civilians, be it committed by Hamas or the IDF. We would like to see a return to the peace process and hopefully a two-state solution, which Hamas began to support before Israel broke the ceasefire on November 4th.
I just want to let you know that you're going to see us out here.
Okay. Lieutenant Seely from the Temple Terrace Police Department and a department corporal told organizers they realized the vigil would be peaceful and they were there just to keep them safe. Supporters of an end to Mideast violence stood on three corners of the intersection, but across the street on the fourth corner, seven people stood, some with Israeli flags, posters reading, "We will never submit," and "Palestine is Jordan." One even wore a gas mask. Benyamin Chase called the group We Support Israel Group for Tampa Bay. Shays said that Palestinians should not have a state in Gaza or the West Bank, nor should they get Israeli citizenship.
They're more than welcome to move to Jordan. It sounds kind of crazy, but in the formation of Pakistan, every Hindu was kicked out, millions of Hindus. So there's historical precedence for this.
Shays said the reasons he was there were to show that Israel is in the right and because he felt the vigil would turn violent. A Palestinian woman whose family is from Jerusalem attended the vigil and wished to remain anonymous.
There's absolutely no way it was going to turn violent. We, like I said, we're here to promote peace. So why would we start getting violent if what we want is peace?
Nearby, a Jewish woman who lives in Seminole Heights waited for bus number 6 and was not involved in the vigil. She wanted to remain anonymous but said that 60 members of her family had died during the Nazi Holocaust in the 1930s and 40s. She also wants an end to the violence.
It's got awful and it should stop right away. That's it. Whether for the Palestinians or the Israelis concerned, it's got awful and it should stop. It's a powder keg. You know, I hope that Barack Obama plays a greater role in helping to bring ceasefires like Jimmy Carter did, greater peace. I remember when Anwar Sadat was assassinated, that was god-awful too. I just hope it all comes to a peaceful resolution and no more people die unnecessarily.
On Friday, the Florida Senate took time out of what was supposed to be a special session to deal with the state's budget shortfall and passed a resolution showing solidarity with Israel and its, quote, right to self-defense. The Florida House unanimously approved the resolution on Monday, the first day of the special session on the budget crisis. The resolution does not call for an immediate end to all violence, and it asserts that innocent civilians have been killed because of, quote, ongoing escalations of violence initiated by Palestinian terrorist organizations. The group Gaza Justice Association has organized an online action for Floridians to tell their state legislators how they feel about this resolution. The co-host of WMNF's public affairs program, True Talk, Samar Jarrah, is a member of the Gaza Justice Association and said she would rather have legislators solving problems like the economy that are important to Floridians.
I think they are being very political, but not necessarily representative of the majority of the people in Florida. When people find out the truth about everything that happens in the Middle East, especially vis-a-vis the Arab-Israeli conflict, they will realize that they made a major mistake. And that, unfortunately, they voted on war crimes, sanctioning war crimes, because what is happening in Gaza violates international law. It violates constitutional law, American law, because Israel is using weapons and our tax money to literally do collective punishment against the Palestinian people.
A major statewide protest against Israel's attacks on the Palestinians will be held Saturday at Lake Eola Park in downtown Orlando, beginning at 1 p.m. Groups are organizing transportation from the Tampa Bay area. You can find links to the legislature's resolution and the groups mentioned in this report on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Temple Terrace for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.